You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has organised additional repatriation flights for Australians stranded overseas as COVID-19 cases hit the 2 million mark globally. 20 new flights have been announced, bringing much-needed respite to 40,000 Australians. But Ryan Sims, who is stuck in Poland, says the Australian government was slow to act.
The real frustration comes with the Australian government more so than anything. Like, we're 12 months through a pandemic, and it feels like for Australia, things are only just, you know, they're only just coming to terms with the fact that they've got citizens overseas that are struggling.
The announcement comes just a week after the National Cabinet decided to reduce the cap on international arrivals in three states, New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia, by 50% until mid-February. The federal government says it has so far helped to arrange 90 flights to bring 446,000 Australians home. Dubai-based airline Emirates has also unexpectedly suspended all flights to Australia's east coast due to what it says are operational reasons. For Yasir Mohamud and his wife, who are stuck in Pakistan, the cancellation of Emirates flights means there's only one airline flying from there to Australia.
If 100 people were fighting for one or two spots with two airlines, now it's 100 people fighting for one or two spots with one airline, which is Qatar. And that you know, increases the competition straight away.
And Mr. Sims, who is from Brisbane, says while flight cancellations are not uncommon for Australians stranded overseas, he is uncertain about the future.
The news, it's a shock to the system, but not a surprise. Cancelled flights over here are pretty much a daily occurrence now for most Australians. I don't know. I have no idea what my next step is.
The federal government has not outlined which exact countries will be included in the repatriation flights. Acting Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham says it is being decided on the basis of the most need.
These flights will fly from priority areas around the world, making sure that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, off of their intelligence and knowledge of where Australians most need assistance, target those flights. Of crucial importance, these facilitated flights will bring Australians home over and above the caps that have been agreed by National Cabinet. So it will create additional places for Australians to get home over and above those caps.
Meanwhile, 24 Australian Open tennis players are in strict quarantine in hotels in Melbourne after they shared a flight with two positive COVID-19 cases, an air crew member and a passenger who is not a tennis player. During the 14 days of quarantine, the players will be confined to their rooms, unable to undertake their five-hour daily training sessions. Mexican player Santiago Gonzalez revealed the news with a post on social media and voiced his frustration on Instagram.
On our charter flight, one person at coach tested positive. Thus, the Australian Open told us we need to go into 14-day quarantine in this room. The room is normal, not very big, not very small, and I packed my Mexican sweets with me too.
Me traje mis dulces mexicanos.
Two-time Australian Open champion Victoria Azarenka is believed to be in quarantine as well. The two positive cases are now in a so-called health hotel with medical support. In a statement, Australian Open Tournament Director Craig Tiley says they are in communication with the tennis players in quarantine and their needs are being catered to as much as possible. Addressing the media before the leak, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews said he had confidence in the hotel quarantine model.
There are literally dozens of cities around the world that would pay almost anything to have a Grand Slam at our expense. We're simply not going to do that. We are running a hotel quarantine model to the highest standard, they are the important decisions that have been made. And of course, that doesn't influence. That has no impact whatsoever on the number of returning Australians that are coming into hotel quarantine here.
All Australian states and territories except New South Wales have recorded another day of zero locally transmitted cases. New South Wales has found one new case in Western Sydney, with authorities urging residents to get tested in large numbers. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.